Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akila Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Taoiseach and Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty have clashed over the children's hip surgery scandal. One of the teenagers who died after getting into difficulty in the water near Buncrana last weekend is due to be laid to rest on Saturday. It's emerged funding to improve road safety outside Dunkaneely National School will not be made available until 2026. And Letterkenny University Hospital is one of the most overcrowded hospitals in the country today. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15. First news this evening, a BBC journalist in the Gerry Adams defamation case says she believes it was in the public interest to broadcast claims made against the former Sinn Féin leader. Gerry Adams is accusing the BBC of defaming him in a Spotlight programme in 2016, claiming his involvement in the murder of Dennis Donaldson in Donegal in 2006. From the High Court, Stephanie Rohan reports.
Gerry Adams alleges the BBC defamed him in a Spotlight programme in 2016, saying it falsely claimed he sanctioned the killing of former Sinn Féin official Dennis Donaldson. A source named Martin made allegations in the programme about the former Sinn Féin leader. The show's reporter, Jennifer O'Leary, says she met with this source 10 times and went out of her way to meet him as many times as she could. She told the High Court she had over 16 meetings after the source's allegations and spoke to 5 additional sources. She said any reasonable person who watched the Spotlight programme that night and the claim with the sanctioning of Dennis Donaldson's murder would know it was an allegation as opposed to a fact. She said straight after the programme it was reflected that Gerry Adams denied the allegation. She told the court it was in the public interest to include the Adams allegation. Was I to ignore it? She asked. Stephanie Rowan at the High Court.
The Taoiseach and Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty have clashed over the children's hip surgery scandal. Findings of an ongoing audit on surgeries undertaken at CHI hospitals between 2021 and 2023 have yet to be received by the government. But the families of some children who underwent procedures as far back as 2010 have also received letters. Micheál Martin says publishing the audit is his priority. He hit out at Deputy Doherty and Mary Lou MacDonald, claiming they were alleging a government cover-up.
I'm not endeavouring to in any way cast aspersions anyone making raising questions here. Aspersions are being, however, are being laid at the door of the government. There's been attempts made. The words ducking, dodging, diving were used yesterday by the deputy.
Yes.
False assertion by the deputy. The government wants the facts here. I want the facts here. And you have no... Sorry, when the audit is complete... I know what you're at, Deputy. Unfortunately, it's quite...
Excuse me, Deputy. That's uncalled for, Deputy Doherty.
Look, shouting again.
We'll move on to Deputy
Angry is at it again,
though. Thank you, Taoiseach. Deputy Ivanovacic.
I'm just simply saying, stop the theatrics. It's too serious.
Please.
You're into angry... Look, angry theatrics is your...
Taoiseach, your time is up.
...part of the course from you, and it's wrong to do it.
One of the teenagers who died after getting into difficulty in the water near Buncrana last weekend is due to be laid to rest on Saturday. 16-year-old Emmanuel Famalola, who was originally from Nigeria, and 18-year-old Matt Sabanda from Zimbabwe are understood to have entered the water to retrieve a football. Emmanuel of Sailors Rest, shorefront Buncrana, died in hospital after being removed from the scene. His requiem mass will take place on Saturday morning in St Mary's Oratory, Buncrana. It's emerged funding to improve road safety outside Dunkaneely National School will not be made available until 2026. Donegal Senator Manus Boyle raised the need for monies to be allocated to install road safety initiatives outside the school with the Minister of State at the Department of Further and Higher Education, Marion Harkin, earlier today. He urged the department to carry out a site visit to see firsthand the dangers that exist for pupils. Senator Boyle says the issue has been going on long enough already.
To be honest, it's very disappointing to hear that there'll be no money made available to 2026. This has gone on since 2023, and I would ask you maybe that the department would pay a visit along with me to the school to see the problem, because, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm here to try and help the people of my area, and I'm getting this on a weekly basis from parents, and not alone grandparents, why this is happening in Donegal, why are we not being looked after? To me, this is totally unacceptable. And I don't mean to get at you, Minister, but I mean, for no funding to be made available to 2026, this is a priority here. You know, to say that there's nothing available to 2026 is very disappointing.
To be honest, I share your frustration. I am really conscious of the importance of ensuring road safety, particularly in the vicinity of schools. But I have said there's an ongoing process. I can't say, because I'm not responsible as a minister, as to whether that can be speeded up or what can be done. But it's certainly, if you want to contact me afterwards, I'd be willing to contact the minister to see, you know, how can we expedite this so that the children who are attending that school and their families can feel that every effort is being made to ensure that the road at the school is safe for use.
Letterkenny University Hospital is one of the most overcrowded hospitals in the country today. According to the INMO, 39 patients were in a trolley at the hospital this morning, the third highest figure nationally. 14 of those people were in a trolley in the emergency department. Yesterday, the HSE urged people to consider other options due to the high volume of people presenting at the ED in Letterkenny. The Dáil has been told the amendment to the defective block scheme, which makes the increase in the cap agreed last year retrospective, could go through next week, but it's being held up by government bureaucracy. In Donegal earlier this week, Minister James Brown said he would expedite the amendments as quickly as possible, but in a response to a Sinn Féin topical issue in the Dáil today, officials said a number of other technical issues are also being considered, but that the provision of a draft bill over the summer is being prioritised. Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin told Junior Minister Kieran O'Donnell that the official response is very worrying.
The people who wrote this were present in Donegal in recent days. They know the urgency of this. Now they're talking about adding other issues to the amendments. So this could go on forever. This is straightforward. It's a simple amendment to the legislation to make sure that the increase in the cap is available to everybody currently participating in the scheme. This is something that everybody agrees. If you honour what you said you were going to do last year, which is make it available to everybody currently going through the scheme, it will fly through the Dáil and the Shannon next week. Not a problem.
The Minister and Department sought legal advice that confirmed extending the increases you're talking about to a wider group of items only requires the amending of the Act. In the interest of equity and fairness, Minister Brown intends to extend the increases in the scheme and rates to apply to a wider group of element owners, and this will be examined as part of the remediation of dwelling damage by the use of defective concrete blocks amendment bill. And that is, and you'll know as whip, Deputy McLaughlin, that it's in the summer 2025 government legislature for priority drafting. So there is, well, I can only deal with what is this position now. I know the Minister is taking this matter very seriously. There are other issues that have come to light during the first 18 months of the operation, and the Minister will consider a number of technical amendments also as part of this legislative change. I've no doubt you've already brought these matters to Minister Brown's direct attention. I will do likewise now. The officials will be watching, and I know on a human level the concerns you bring of your constituents that you represent, and these are matters I will bring directly back to Minister Brown.
Well, the Dáil has been told that the Housing Minister's visit to Donegal was significant and gave the Minister a clear picture of the situation faced by defective concrete homeowners and their families. Speaking during a motion on housing and critical infrastructure, 100% redress TD Charles Ward said that having met with affected homeowners, Minister James Brown must now come up with a scheme that addresses the reality on the ground.
It's very positive engagement with the 100% redress party and homeowners impacted by defective concrete. With the homeowners and particularly the downgraded homeowners, the Elm Park homeowners who are seeking relocation and people given the wrong engineering option, I hope now he realises the devastation caused by this. I would urge the Minister now to go away, reflect on the visit and come back with a better defective concrete scheme that absolutely leaves no one behind.
A man has been sentenced to 7 years in prison for dangerous driving charges related to a fatal crash in Monaghan in 2023. Kia McCann and Delava Mohammed were on the way to their debs when the car they were travelling in hit a tree near Clonus, killing them. 61-year-old Anthony McGinn of Drumlew, New Bliss, County Monaghan, was driving the car and pleaded guilty to the charges, as well as causing serious harm to Delava's sister. The judge gave him 9 years in prison but suspended the final two. Police are treating a fire at derelict houses in Omagh last evening as arson. The blaze broke out at the properties in the Derry Road area at around 6:30. The fire service worked to bring the fire, which is believed to have been started inside one of the properties, under control. Police are appealing to the parents of children and young people to urge them to avoid the area and to not enter due to the unsafe structure of the buildings as a result of the fire. They say they are also particularly keen to hear from anyone who may have seen a group of young people in the area at the time of the fire. A Donegal deputy has expressed the concerns of island communities in the Dáil over a change in the Coast Guard helicopter. The fear is that stretchers will no longer be able to be facilitated in the helicopter, which is being used for search and rescue missions and medical emergencies. The new service is already in place in Shannon and becomes operational in Sligo at the end of the year. In responding to Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher, Minister Sean Canny says steps are being taken to resolve the issue.
Our island communities are extremely worried at this time that the helicopter services that will be provided going forward may not be as good as those that have been provided over the last number of years because of the fact that there's a change in the type of helicopter that is now providing the services. There are concerns that stretchers may not fit into the helicopters they have in the past. And if one has a heart attack or one has spinal injuries, of course a stretcher is absolutely essential.
The regulatory certification secured in 2024 included approval to conduct helicopter emergency medical services, or HEMS. In April of this year, BIL was notified by the IAA that the stretcher in use by Bristow was not yet fully certified for HEMS activity. I understand that IAA directive relates only to the use of stretchers on board HIMS missions and that the decision therefore has no impact on the delivery of the primary Coast Guard aviation services, most notably search and rescue activities. This temporary HIMS stretcher restriction only applies to the Shannon base, and the Coast Guard continues to provide nationwide HIMS support to HSE and NAS from its bases in Sligo, Waterford and Dublin. I understand that Bristow has identified a replacement solution and expects to issue this shortly.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, the Northwest leader in sports equipment for clubs and schools at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with some schools football, and it's been a tremendous day for Deele College in Raphoe. They have been crowned National Cup champions for minor boys at the age of under 15s. The Donegal Secondary School won 4-1 today against Colleagues Mura of Cork in that big FAI decider. But the hero of the day, no doubt, was Deele's Owen McHugh. The star forward scored all four of Deele's goals in that clash. The Cork side actually took the lead in the game before Deele took over, and McHugh went on to have a starring role in the tie. The new National Cup winners are due back in Raphoe at the college at around 8 o'clock this evening. On the international front, captain Seamus Coleman is back in the Republic of Ireland squad for the friendlies against Senegal and Luxembourg next month. Coleman returns having missed the games in March against Bulgaria. Leicester City winger Casey McAteer, Ipswich Town's Sami Samotic, Strasbourg centre-back Andrew Ombabamadeli and Istanbul winger Feste Iboselli are all back in the fold. Shamrock Rovers defender Josh Honohan is one of four players to receive a first call-up. Rems midfielder John Joe Patrick Finn, Leighton Orient keeper Josh Keeley and Crystal Palace's Killian Phillips are the other players drafted in. Manager Heimer Halgrimsson says Honohan's versatility will be important.
One of his biggest attributes, in my opinion, is that he is a versatile player. So he can move from right to left. He's played the left back, left wing, right back, right wing. So that's a good attribute in our squad and gives us a flexibility in game changes. So that's one of probably his biggest advantages at this moment.
Hannah Dingley is set to leave her role as the FAI's head of women's and girls football after just 12 months. The former Forest Green men's manager joined the association last May after Eddie Gleeson vacated to become head coach of the women's senior team. Meanwhile, cross channel, the English FA have appointed Dan Ashworth as their new chief football officer. Ashworth, who worked for the FA up until 2019, was sacked as Manchester United's sporting director last December after just 5 months in the role. There's a full round of games in the Scottish Premiership this evening. Champions Celtic are away to Aberdeen. Kick-off at Pittodrie is at 8 o'clock. Celtic boss Brendan Rodgers admits he'll rotate the squad for the game tonight. The two clubs will, of course, face off again in the Scottish Cup final a week on Saturday. Rodgers says players are battling to be in the starting 11 for the game at Hampden Park.
Every player, of course, I trust. I would make the changes that I've made all season. But there's always the opportunity to bring yourself into the big games, and you can only do that through performing well.
The other five games kick off at 7:45 tonight in Scotland. Rangers are at home to Dundee United. St Mirren play Hibernian. Hearts face St Johnstone. Dundee take on Ross County, and Motherwell meet Kilmarnock. Rory McIlroy hopes being at one of his favourite golf courses will give him the edge at this week's PGA Championship, which starts tomorrow. He's won four times at Quail Hollow in North Carolina, including his maiden victory in the PGA Tour in 2010. He's also chasing back-to-back majors after becoming Masters champion last month. The Ulster man says it means he heads into the tournament full of confidence.
Whether it's your first win or your first major or whatever it is, like, those things stay with you. And I think part of the reason that I've played so well here since is I had that positive moment and those positive memories. And every time I come here, those good feelings get rekindled.
Finally, in rugby, Holly Davison will become the first woman to referee a European Rugby Union final when Bath and Leon meet in the Challenge Cup later this month. The Scottish official will take charge of the trophy decider in Cardiff on the 23rd of May. And that's your sport. We'll be back with more tomorrow, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And we're turning to some news. Pay and the cost of living are just some of the key issues being addressed during the course of a two-day conference of FORSA trade union members in Donegal. The union represents 30,000 health and welfare workers and 10,000 local government and services workers. Morale in the health sector is expected to dominate a large part of the conference. Media relations director with FORSA, Niall Shanahan, says earlier that there is still work to be done for health service employees.
Pay, pensions, working time, those issues are never far from the agenda. But the overall situation with health service staff morale in the wake of the recent pay and numbers dispute in the HSE is certainly going to make for some lively debate. What we did see over the last number of years is a huge challenge with the retention of staff in the community and voluntary sector. So we've seen an improvement now in the community and voluntary sector, but there is work ongoing in order to achieve pay parity with their public service colleagues, and that work is ongoing.
While no non-compliances were found during a HICWA inspection at a designated centre for people with disabilities in Donegal, some areas of improvement were identified. The inspection was carried out at Eden Crest and Clohan Flat in February. There were six residents present at the time. The HSE says the issues identified have now been addressed. A 40-year-old man has been arrested in Derry in connection with a parade in the city on Easter Monday. He's been arrested on suspicion of membership of a proscribed organisation and failing to comply with conditions imposed by the Parades Commission. He's also suspected of wearing a uniform in a public place in such a way as to arouse reasonable suspicion that he's a member or supporter of a proscribed organisation. The man remains in custody at this time, and police say the investigation is ongoing. Lough Swilly Oranelagh is appealing to people to follow water safety advice as the hot weather spell continues. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
The RNLI is urging people, if they are planning to be on or near the water, to always wear a life jacket or flotation device, know how to float in an emergency, always carry a means of calling for help such as a VHF radio or a mobile phone in a waterproof pouch, always check the forecast and tide times before venturing out, always tell someone where you're going and when you're due to be back, and if you see someone in trouble or getting into difficulty, call 999 or 112 and ask for the Coast Guard. Linda Jean Byrne, RNLI Water Safety Lead, says rip currents can be difficult to spot. Her advice is that if you find yourself being swept out to sea, stay calm, don't panic. If you can stand, you are advised to wade and not try to swim directly against the rip, instead swim parallel to the beach.
A major recruitment drive is underway to attract graduate planners from Donegal into Ireland's county and city councils. The local government initiative aims to attract suitably qualified graduates exiting degree or master's courses in Ireland, Northern Ireland, Britain or internationally. A total of 43 new posts are available in 26 of the 31 councils nationwide. Chair of the County and City Management Association's Planning and Land Use Committee, Liam Connealy, says it's a very important scheme in terms of retaining talent in parts of the country.
This is a major recruitment drive to attract graduate planners into Ireland's county and city councils. And I suppose the initiative has come from the government's ministerial action plan on planning resources. 56 planners, graduate planners across the country will be employed under this scheme, and 26 of the 31 local authorities are participating. So we anticipate, with the number of posts yet to be filled through this scheme, I think we have in the region of nearly 43 or 44 posts to be filled. But these positions, Donal, as you rightly point out, will be key in terms of attracting talent into councils, into local government. And where we attract this talent, normally we can keep it. So that's the importance of the scheme.
Finally, for now, the White House says the US and Qatar have agreed an economic exchange worth at least $1.2 trillion. Among the deals signed are one between Qatar Airways and Boeing, which will see the sale of 210 jets worth around $96 billion. The US and Qatar also signed a statement of intent to further strengthen their security partnership, outlining over $38 billion in potential investments. Sky's Paul Kelso has details on the defence agreement.
Big order of drones and unpiloted aircraft made by Raytheon by the Qatar government, so defence as well as manufacturing, civilian manufacturing there.
Weather now. Today will be warm and sunny with highest temperatures of 20 to 22 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. The Taoiseach and Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty have clashed over the children's hip surgery scandal. Findings of an ongoing audit on surgeries undertaken at CHI hospitals between 2021 and 2023 have yet to be received by government. One of the teenagers who died after getting into difficulty in the water near Buncrana last weekend is due to be laid to rest on Saturday. 16-year-old Emmanuel Famalola, who was originally from Nigeria, and 18-year-old Matt Sabanda from Zimbabwe are understood to have entered the water to retrieve a football. It's emerged funding to improve road safety outside Dunkaneely National School will not be made available until 2026. Donegal Senator Manus Boyle raised the need for monies to be allocated to install road safety initiatives outside the school with Junior Minister Marion Harkin earlier today. And police are treating a fire at derelict houses in Omagh last evening as arson. The blaze broke out at the properties in the Derry Road area at around 6:30. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6:00. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices this Wednesday evening, May 14th. The death has taken place of Dymphna Quinn, 1 Lansdowne Park, Strabane, reposing at her home this evening from 6 o'clock. Funeral leaving her home on Friday at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 a.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time please from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Lally Eileen Donaghy, Carrick Lee, Greencastle Road, Moville. Lally's remains will repose at her home from 6 o'clock this evening. The wake is private to family and close friends. Private cremation of Lally will take place at Lakelands Crematorium, Cavan at a later date. The death has occurred of John Boyle, the Diamond Dunlow. John's remains are reposing at his home this evening and again tomorrow from 12 p.m. Rosary both nights at 8 o'clock. Funeral Mass on Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock in Star of the Sea Church, Annagry, with interment immediately afterwards. The death has occurred of Victoria Vicky Ann Fullen, 24 Sesha Park, Castle Finn. Vicky's remains are reposing at her parents' home, 6 Cashland Court, Castle Finn. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 11:30, going to St Mary's Church, Castle Finn, for Requiem Mass at 12 noon, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time please from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Mass can be streamed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Alec Grant Dundrain Burnfoot, reposing at his late residence with wake private to family and friends only, please. Removal from there tomorrow at 10 a.m. to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place in London of Breeding Thursby Pelham, nee Doherty Hutton, formerly of Millbrae Buncrana. Remains reposing at McLaughlin's funeral home Buncrana from 5:30 to 8:30 on Saturday. Funeral removal from there on Sunday morning, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11:00 requiem mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.